Members of the Huntington community have taken an idea from nearby Athens, Ohio, to try to connect local food producers with local food consumers. That's the sound of Cameron Martin preparing lunch sandwiches on a busy day at the bodega. Susan Ballard is the co-owner of the bodega, a gourmet-style sandwich restaurant.
I am interested in anything that's produced locally. We're always looking to bring new things in. Now that, you know, everybody's starting to plant and things are starting to grow, we're changing our menu to feature a lot more produce.
After doing a taste test with Celeste Nolan of Laurel Valley Creamery, she decided to use locally produced cheeses to top off some of the sandwiches on the menu.
I found a wonderful local cheesemaker. Our new spring menu is going to have three different sandwiches with her cheese on it. I want everyone to taste what an amazing cheesemaker she is and feature our local produce, our local farmers, in any way that we can.
Ballard found the Laurel Valley Creamery through the 30 Mile Mill program. It's a nonprofit organization that works to network farmers with restaurants or consumers within a 30-mile radius of Huntington. Celeste Nolan and her husband run their farm and creamery in Gallipolis, Ohio. It's about halfway between Huntington and Athens, Ohio.
It's been very important to us. Our core customers, both in both cities, are members of the 30 Mile Meal, and our wholesale business really enables us to survive and to grow.
The 30 Mile Meal is a product of the Unlimited Future Incorporated, a business incubator that helps small businesses get off the ground. They foster relationships between local growers like Laurel Valley Creamery and restaurants like the Bodega. Since the 30 Mile Meal Huntington program started in 2013. Executive Director Gail Patton has said it's all about bringing the different entities together.
Food, markets, restaurants, anything that has to do with food, any kind of a food business that's located within the 30-mile radius of Huntington has an opportunity to brand themselves as part of this 30-mile meal project.
And now restaurants like the Bodega will have even more local choices to put on their menu, thanks to the 30-mile meal program.
Spinning the heck out of the spinach right now. He looks like he's going slow, but inside that little 5-gallon bucket, that thing is smoking.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
At Adelard Produce, Paul Carboneau and his business partner Sam Torres are rolling spinach. It's a process that cleans any dirt, bugs, or other materials from the recently picked vegetable. Carboneau and Sam Torres are growing vegetables in the west end of Huntington. Adelard Produce opened for business in late fall 2014. Carboneau and Torres are eager to get their product into local restaurants and markets like the Bodega. Carboneau will make a pitch to anyone that will listen.
It's nothing like picking something and cooking it that evening for clientele that come to your restaurant. I mean, it is. The flavor, the texture doesn't compare. I mean, when you cook it up, you look at it and you go, wow, I've been cooking that up for a long time. Never looked like that before. That's because you haven't been picking it local.
West Virginia's weather has created some challenges for the growers. It's tough to have produce during the colder months. It's still a work in progress to figure out the right recipe to make things grow in the winter months. But that's where the high tunnel comes in. It's basically tall metal bars shaped to form a tunnel wrapped in thick plastic. It works as a tube to create better growing conditions when the outside weather isn't so conducive. Growing in the winter months can be the key to creating a relationship with local markets and restaurants. If products can be produced year-round, that can create a more consistent relationship.
You see that they say, well, we can't get this stuff. Well, yeah, when it's in season, you can get a lot of stuff. Sammy and I started this in October. October, November was bad, January was bad. February, we had it covered. We got a little bit of a pick. March got a little bit better, and now we can pick every 3 days.
At Adelard Produce, they're producing things like Bloomsdale spinach, red ruffle and red Ursa kale, and onions or scallions. Carboneau wants to get the word out about Adelard produce as quickly as he can. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.